Track 7, Who, Nay and Up the Horse Rises. Firefighters from Buckfast Lee were called to rescue a horse trapped in a ditch. The horse had jumped a fence and found itself well and truly stuck in a 6-foot ditch. On arrival, the officer in charge liaised with a vet who was already in attendance and the animal's owners, who were amazing at keeping him calm throughout. We prepared the scene, awaiting for the arrival of the service large animal rescue team from Exmouth Fire Station, the spokesman added. The horse was sedated, lifted from the ditch using the fire service's very own telehandler and reunited with its owners. And there's two photographs here of the horse being very carefully lifted from the ditch and then brought over the hedge and put, hopefully, firmly back on the ground.
Club offers warm welcome. A warm space and a welcoming smile is promised with the return of the Kingstainton Warm Hub. Charity King's Care will be hosting the popular service again for this winter, starting on Friday, October the 13th. Between 2 and 4 p.m., residents can drop in alone or as a group. A King's Care spokesman said there will be disabled access, toilets, hot drinks and plenty of space to relax, along with car parking and a welcoming smile. You can come alone or in a group. Use it as an opportunity to make new friends or simply pop in for a minute's peace before picking up your children from school. Stay for the full 2 hours or 20 minutes to simply warm up on your way home. Every week there will be advisors on hand specialising in benefits and energy to help you if you have any questions. Starting from Friday, October the 13th, the Warm Hub will be held in the Mary Hall Suite at Kingstainton Town Hall, Rydon Road. Running until March, it is available and accessible to all. King's Care would like to thank Kingstainton Town Council for their support with this year's King's Care Community Warm Hub. For more information, contact King's Care on 01626 357 090.
Court briefs. A Buckfast Lee man has been fined for speeding in Plymouth. David Banks, 63, of Oaklands Close, pleaded guilty to driving an Audi A4 on the B3214 Laura Narrows, which was subject to a local traffic order at a speed exceeding 20 miles per hour. South and West Devon magistrates fined him £66 and ordered him to pay a surcharge to Victim Services of £34. His licence was also endorsed with 3 penalty points.
Hennock Barn Dance is a runaway success. Another legendary Hennock Barn Dance was concluded at Beechley Farm on Saturday as more than 400 attendees settled in for a night of food, drink and dancing. With tickets sold out long before the event, the organisers, Hennock's PTFA, Parents, Friends and Teachers Association, knew the event would be a dance for the ages. Alison Wanacott from the PFTA said, "We were blown away by the success of the event and never expected so many locals to join us. It was a great atmosphere and a perfect night for fun, laughter, dance and games for the children. The band was so amazed to see all ages up and dancing together. A special mention goes out to the Harvey family for the venue, the PFTA crew and families and volunteers from the school and community alike, who parked the cars, manned the door, cooked the local barbecue meats, served at the bar and hosted the grand draw, including many local business donations. Without such an awesome team and community spirit, these events simply would not run. The proceeds from the night are still being calculated and will go directly to Hennock Community Primary School, where the education and experiences of the children are supported by the PTFA's work. Alison added, "We look forward to hosting another great dance the same time next year."
"It's whatever floats your boat at Stover. It shan't be taking to the open ocean anytime soon, but that's okay, for Stover Lake is a large enough body of water for Daphne, the country park's brand new boat, to contend with. The Friends of Stover Country Park, a registered charity that supports members and guests of the popular park, have recently raised funds to purchase the boat for Stover's rangers. Having such transport enables the team to carry out essential maintenance as well as allowing them to conduct their routine activities. The boat has been named Daphne after Daphne Watts, who has been chairman of the Friends for decades. It is dedicated to the memory of her husband, William Watts, who was a volunteer at Stover for many years. A replacement boat was warmly received by the Stover team, as their previous vessel required an extra passenger just to bail the water out and keep it afloat. But there is no chance of this with Daphne." Friends of Stover Country Park trustee Emily Farrell said, "We have been fundraising for about a year to purchase the boat. The rangers have to be able to get out to the little island on the lake to maintain it and that sort of thing."
Firework fundraisers use the force. Online donations for a Star Wars-themed Teambridge firework display can now be made after a fundraising page goes live. Donations towards this year's bonfire and fireworks event for Teignmouth and Sheldon, which takes place on November the 4th, can now be processed through GoFundMe. The event, based at Sheldon Beach, is free and relies heavily upon the generosity of the public to keep going. The proceeds of the fundraiser will be divided equally between Teignmouth Town Council and Sheldon Parish Council, the two authorities arranging the fireworks. Those wanting to donate and support fireworks across the Teign estuary can do so by visiting the GoFundMe website and entering Teignmouth and Sheldon fireworks into the search box.
On your bike, police borrowed two wheels. Police have thanked a young person for lending them his mountain bike to catch a suspect. Neighbourhood officers were on foot patrol in Newton Abbott town centre when they received information about a man in possession of cannabis. Officers made a search of the immediate area and managed to spot the man they were looking for in the distance. As they began to head his way, the suspect made off in the opposite direction when he saw the officers. At the same time, a young man happened to be on his bike and lent it to the police to help them catch up with the wanted man. A spokesman for Newton Abbott Police said, "A very helpful young lad lent one of our officers their mountain bike so we could catch up with the male and swiftly detain him under the Misuse of Drugs Act. The result of the search was positive, as we found some devil's lettuce and mushrooms."